Keeping up with increases at the federal level, the state's minimum wage would go up to $7.25 an hour a year from now. Bill G. Smith is state director for the National Federation of Independent Business.
There are members who indicate that it makes some sense to conform with the federal wage increase, but this particular wage increase will impact the smallest of our small business community because it will only impact those that have less than $500,000 in gross sales.
Smith maintains that procedure demands the Department of Workforce Development does some more work.
Every regulation or every rule that is proposed in Wisconsin that affects small business, the department is required to do an analysis of that impact on small business.
There's also something called the Small Business Regulatory Flexibility Board, which meets later this month.
We will be asking that they consider the impact on small business. If an exemption is appropriate, certainly we'll support that.
Also opposing the increase, Wisconsin Independent Businesses and the Wisconsin Merchants Federation, the state's largest business group, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, is not opposed. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.